In the villages or towns, what advantages are there in living in the country?
In the country, nature is beautiful because of all the woods, lakes, and fields. There are no factories, it's quiet, and the air is fresh. You can do anything there. You can do sports, grow flowers, or keep domestic animals. People mostly live in detached houses with gardens around them where they can grow fruits and vegetables. What negative features are there living in the country?
What makes life in the country a bit uneasy is transport. In some places, buses operate only twice or three times a day. Most people have to commute to towns, as there are very few jobs available in the country. Shopping is mostly done in towns, too. Villages have only one or two stores with a limited offer of goods and higher prices as well. Pupils and students have to commute to school every day. There are also few possibilities to fully participate in cultural life. Another disadvantage is that everyone knows everyone, and life can therefore never be anonymous. Are there any advantages to living in towns?
By contrast, there are quite a lot of schools and shopping facilities in towns. In other words, there are more jobs available, better housing, cultural, and sporting facilities, and hospitals. People often work close to the place where they live and do not have to commute. What are the negative things about life in a town?
Everything has its pros and cons. Let's have a nice comparison of life in the town and the country. People living in towns have less time, often living busy and stressful lives. There is a lot of noise, busy traffic, polluted air and water, or even smog hanging above the city. People live in tall blocks of flats in huge residential areas, with lack of green spaces, parks, and even places for children to play. You cannot walk to the woods, so people often go out to the countryside, where they have their summer houses and cottages. Where do we live? What types of houses do people live in?
There are many kinds of houses where people live or stay, from a small tent or caravan just for holidays, chalet and lodge, to a villa, a mansion, a country house, stately home, or a palace. Some people prefer living in blocks of flats or tower blocks, which is usually cheaper. Single people can also live in a bedsit. In big cities, people also live in skyscrapers. A bungalow is a small one-story house preferred usually by old people as there are no stairs. Old people can also use special services offered by retirement homes. A terraced house is a house that shares its walls on either side with other houses, most of which are the same. A semi-detached house shares one wall with another house, and a detached house stands on its own. In Britain, back-to-back houses were also built, sharing also the back wall with another house. Cottages are old houses in the country used usually for weekends and holidays. What is a typical English house like?
A typical English house is a terraced or a semi-detached house built usually of bricks, red in the north, and grey-yellow in London. There is no plaster on it. There is a small front garden with a driveway and a back garden with a lawn and perhaps some flowers, but definitely no potatoes and other vegetables. Sometimes there is a small shed for garden tools. The house has two or three stories. Downstairs houses a kitchen with a view to the back garden, the dining room, and the living room, with a bay window and a fireplace. Stairs are usually very narrow and carpeted the same as the rest of the house. Upstairs houses the bedrooms and a study. There are often two bathrooms in English houses. Tubs are more common than showers. In the country, we can still see the typical black and white half-timbered houses and cottages with thatched roofs made of straw. Where do students live when they study at the university?
When studying at university away from home, students may either rent a flat, which is rather expensive, so usually many of them share it. If they're lucky, they get a bed in the students' hall of residence or dormitory for a reasonable price. How can housing facilities be obtained?
To live, people may rent a house or a flat and pay a monthly rent to their landlord or landlady, or they can buy it. For buying a house, you need to get a loan, called a mortgage, from a bank. You usually pay it off in monthly installments of about 20 years. And of course, you run the risk of losing it for some reason if you can't pay the installments on more than one occasion. Nevertheless, the British prefer being in debt to living in a rented house, as explained in the saying, "My house, my castle." It's always better to have some money saved with a building society and to get a loan for the same amount. The installments are then much lower than in the bank. If you are looking for a place to live, you may contact one of the many housing or estate agents with their offices in every town. In Britain, they don't build their houses on their own, as is frequent here. It is also unusual to share one house with an older generation. What is the house of your dreams?
One day, I would like to have a nice house in the country, very close to a town if possible, so that I wouldn't have to spend much time commuting, within easy reach of a bus service. My house would be detached, with a big green garden, with nice shrubs and some fruit trees and a rockery. There would be a swimming pool in the back garden, and I would definitely keep some pets, a dog and some cats. The house would be new or recently redone, with two stories, a big spacious kitchen, and a dining hall downstairs leading into a patio with many pot flowers, a table, and some chairs and deck chairs. In a cozy living room, there would be a fireplace with a rug on the floor in front of it and a comfortable rocking armchair. Upstairs, there would be bedrooms, a spare room, and a study.